CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got a good show lined up for you today, featuring everything from some real old bluegrass from the very early 1950s right up to some brand new bluegrass from Claire Lynch. Brand new album just arrived in my letterbox a couple of days ago, and I think you'll be pleased to hear Claire with some new material on the shows. It's a great album, and I'll be playing that in the middle of the show. Meanwhile, we'll hear some classic bluegrass from the Earls of Leicester, and it sounds like this.
Well, I had the blues. Big black freight train, and we're moving on. I'm on a big black train, and I'm moving on. I'm on a big black train, and I'll soon be gone. Well, this big black train, it keeps moving on. Thank you. track. I got a one-way ticket and I won't be back. Well, this big black freight train is moving down the railroad track. On me, baby, and you told me lies. You said that you was gonna laugh every time I cried. Well, this big black freight train was telling you goodbye.
The big black train moving out into the distance. So that, of course, was the Earls of Leicester and doing a fine job of the big black train. Let's listen to something from Audie Blaylock in Redline now from the album The Road That Winds. And here's a tune with a very intriguing title called All Three in Tow. Audie Blaylock in Redline is Audie Blaylock playing guitar, Patrick McAvenue on fiddle and mandolin, Reed Jones on bass, and Evan Ward on banjo. And they sound like this.
Winds of change hold no promise, nor fill my sails in furrow. No matter where I wind up, it's still this stubborn world. It's this stubborn world that breaks me, leaves me in a shattered pile. Headed toward my own delusion, I find refuge in the mind. You say that we're all different, that's proof we are the same. Toward the myth of our own making, like moss to the flame. Life's been my greatest teacher, cause failing's all I do. I found my moral high ground, as travelers are few. You think the miles were endless, that I'm tired of the fight. But it's not what lies before me that points me straight ahead. And it's not some lonesome memory causing me to be this way. I'm not sure where I'm going, but what pushes me to go? Maybe pride, fear, or failure. I keep all three in tow. not what lies before me. That voice be straight ahead. And it's not some lonesome memory causing me to be misled. I'm not sure where I'm going, but what pushes me to go? Maybe pride, fear, or failure. I keep all three in tow.
Oh, they're a great band, get a great groove happening, don't they? A lovely, lovely rhythmic feel to the all of their music. I hope you worked out what All Three in Tow was about. It's a little bit complicated. Scott Vestal is a great banjo player. I think I first heard of him when he played with Doyle Lawson, but he's a great producer of music. I have an album with him and his wife Alice together, and they do most things together on the album, but me being a bit ornery, I've picked an instrumental to play because Scott is a fine banjo player, and the tune that from the album is called Going to the Dance, Going to the Dance, I suppose he calls it, and the instrumental is also called Going to the Dance, or the Dance, depending where you're from. And let's hear Scott Vestal's great banjo playing, Going to the Dance. Let's Go Into the Dance from the wonderful banjo playing of Scott Vestal. And that was Randy Cause on the Resophonic guitar doing those really neat licks in there. Well, I've always loved the banjo playing of J.D. Crow and his wonderful work with the Kentucky Mountain Boys, with Jimmy Martin back in the day, and then, with, of course, with the Bluegrass Album Band. He's really made himself known. His own band, J.D. Crow in the New South, has played a wide variety of bluegrass music, everything from the classics to country tunes. And from the album Come On Down to My World, I've picked a very country-sounding track, because J.D. Crow does these really well. He's not afraid to attack the tunes, and this is a Charlie Pride tune called So Afraid of Losing You Again. He's got lots of people listed as the band on this part of the album. He's playing banjo and doing baritone vocals, of course. Dwight McCall on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals. Phil Ledbetter on the resonating guitar. Greg Luck on the guitar and vocals. And I think Greg Luck is singing lead in this one. Ricky Wasson on guitar. Kurt Chapman on bass. Glenn Duncan on fiddle. And Buddy Spiker on fiddle. Whether they're just doing twin fiddles or alternating, I'm not quite sure. But let's have a listen to this great version of So Afraid of Losing You Again.
To throw my arms around you, then I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you, and I'm so afraid of losing you. Tomorrow,
Classic country, isn't it? That's the way country music used to be. And J.D. Crowe has never been backward about highlighting the talents of the rest of the band, the vocalists and the instrumentalists and that. And he always sets off the music beautifully. So that was J.D. Crowe with his wonderful band, So Afraid of Losing You Again. Let's hear from the Cody Norris Show. Cody Norris, Mary Rachel Nellie Norris, playing fiddle and mandolin, Josiah Tyree on banjo, and Charlie Lohman on bass. They're the ones with the big fancy suits, and here they are singing about My Home in Virginia.
Tonight as I ramble through this city with a neon light shining all around, the way that I feel, my God, it's a pity, and I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old lonesome pine. I want to be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline. Silver moon don't shine like it does in the mountains, and I haven't heard a single whippoorwill. There's no beauty in this town, not a true friend can be found. I miss the folks who live back in the hills. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old lonesome pine. I want to be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline.
Band, aren't they? Great harmonies, a lot of drive, interesting banjo work, excellent fiddle work. They've got everything. I'd love to see them, and I haven't had the chance yet. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, Hamilton, New Zealand. That's where we're based, and I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, and have amassed quite a few CDs and LPs, and I'm using them for this show. Everything comes from my own collection, and I tend not to keep up with things. Every time I visited the USA, I always came back with a whole bunch of new material after meeting and talking to the bands and immersing myself in the music. And that's formed the basis of the collection that I have, and therefore the basis of the show. So it's a show of my musical experience, really. That's what it's all about. And I hope you're enjoying that. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and anything to do with music in Hamilton, New Zealand, you can get from Shearer's Music Works. They're a big shop and they carry a big range of instruments, guitars, ukuleles, mandolins, banjos, basses, and keyboards and drums, and lots of music bits and pieces that you need. Everything from music stands to picks to books on how to play and song books and things like that. Very helpful staff. You go in there, they're all musicians. They know the sort of thing that you're talking about when you go there with the problem, and they'll sort you out. So very pleased that Shearer's are supporting music in the Waikato area. They have been for more than 60 years, and they still are, and they're supporting Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm really thrilled about that. Let's get on with the show, Paul. Too much talking. Here's some really classic old bluegrass from 1950. It was recorded. It's the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and they were a good band, and they worked well. Bobby Osborne on guitar, Larry Richardson on banjo, Ezra Klein on bass, Ray Morgan on fiddle, and Bobby and Larry Richardson do the duet vocal in this particular song that's become a bluegrass classic, and it's called Pain in My Heart, recorded in 1950, and beginnings of bluegrass music, I tell you, and they did a great job. Let's listen.
First met you right from the start. You knew that I loved you from the pain in my heart. So look in my eyes and see that it's true, and say that you love me, please don't make me blue.
Oh, it's great that that's become a classic. Didn't they sound young? It's lovely to hear these musicians in the early stages of their careers, and Bobby Osborne must have only been about 19, 20 years old there.